Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me, short. Look at me, short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, I got a bunch. All alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Copples Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Presented by Wingstop. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
Your mic is muted, big guy.
I know. It's Rico's turn.
Deal with the Jackson.
He had to drag me in here.
What's up, man?
Nah, nothing.
How you been?
I'm great. How was your Father's Day?
It was excellent. I spent it on the road.
Fun.
Driving this to St. Louis and back. Just one.
Did you at least get some barbecue?
No.
Why?
I didn't have time.
You could have made a quick pit stop, right?
Nah. Then I really wouldn't have been any good today.
That's what St. Louis is. Barbecue, right? What's St. Louis?
No, Kansas. It's Gates.
I know Kansas. I know Kansas City is, but what's does St. Louis? What is their food?
I don't know. I didn't know St. Louis was. Maybe it's good for barbecue.
Every city has something.
The text line might know. I don't know.
Of course, the text line knows.
465-5685. We're open for service.
They know everything, and also nothing. So you know, take that for what.
See,
you
I was going to ask you, and now I'm kind of bummed because I was going to ask Nick about. One of those guys that I was talking about that is a sleeper that is waiting to have a breakout game.
Who?
Big Nate. Hutchmacher.
Nash.
Hutchmacher.
No, Nash Hutmaker. Technically, that's actually how you say it. We asked his parents. Nash. We saw them at Tipsy Tina's last year for a pregame. It's actually pronounced Hutmaker.
Hutmaker. Got you.
Nash Hutmaker.
That would make sense. Hutmaker. Yeah. All right. So how much do you think Mr. Hutmaker benches?
More than everyone else. Just like he squats more than everyone else.
Just ballpark.
I don't know. What's a good bench? What would be a good bench for a defensive tackle?
I'm asking the questions here, sir. How much do you think Mr. Hutmaker
benches?
Yes.
I don't know, like 4 plates.
How much is 4 plates?
I don't know.
You don't work out.
I'm not
out,
a math guy. No, I do, but I don't. Well, I haven't in a while, but I don't. I'm not the
45.
Each plate. So it's.
Are we 4 plates on each side?
Yes. 4 plates on each side.
That would be 405.
Okay. There you go.
That's not enough.
Not enough. Well, then probably more. I don't know. I know he squats like over 700.
Yeah, he benches 500 pounds.
Whew. That's a lot.
I mean, he benches 500, squats 800, and cleans 405. So those 4 plates, hang cleans that. Man, that's a powerful individual.
It is. But. Can you turn that power into something on the field? The power means nothing without technique.
I agree, but listen, you gotta have some power. Start with the juice, man.
Well, obviously, but you can be super powerful and not amount to anything.
Rico, we know. But if you have
power, yes, it's
and
a
you
start.
Have coaching like we got, and you mix that with technique, look out.
The technique
but the
comes
power from- is there ain't pretty there ain't a lot of people benching 500 pounds just walking around, Rico.
No, I know that.
There ain't a lot of people.
But you don't have to you don't have to bench 500 pounds if you've got better leverage and you can figure out a way around somebody.
I mean, I would agree with that. But in the world of trenches, right?
Strength is
in
key.
The world of, well, you better be strong if you're down there dealing with people like Bryce Benhart,
mm-hmm.
Teddy Prochazka, all these big monsters, you know what I mean, that are just huge, big behemoths of men. If you, he's got to be able to bench press these big dudes. They're going to be doubling him, sometimes maybe tripling him. But the fact that he's got those attributes right now, listen, that's kind of a breakout guy.
I mean, he
that's
was also
a guy looking out to have a breakout season.
Honestly, the thing that I was more impressed with from him outside of, I mean, obviously the weightlifting numbers are off the charts phenomenal. The thing I was most impressed with him is he's a multiple time state champion wrestler. I think he might have been undefeated in his high school career wrestling, which is
guess what he
has? That's more impressive to me because that shows that he has amazing leverage and he even without the strength he would be able to not toss someone to the side but work his way around those big offensive linemen and get to the quarterback or the running back or seal off some of those holes. But you add mm-hmm. the strength on top of what he can do with his hands, with his arms, with his body and get around people, and that is a recipe for disaster in a good way, like disaster for the offense.
Right. I mean, that's a great way to put it. The best thing you said was his leverage. His leverage. He plays with great leverage. And if you pack that into an explosive little pound of muscle and explosiveness, and we can get him to move and know how to use his hands, that's going to be a tough – I mean, you mix that with the guys that we got out of the portal. 11-1. I'm messed 70 days in a wake-up. 11-1.
If you say so. I hope the technique comes and he can mix that with the power, because you saw in the game against Iowa when they didn't have Snacks, not Snacks, D-Boogie. I'm sorry. His old nickname was Snacks, and it was a cool nickname. D-Boogie, when they didn't have him, and Nash was down
and
there
D-Boogie
in the trenches.
Would be Daniels?
Yes, Daniels.
Okay, all right.
When they didn't have him and Nash was down in the trenches as a starting D-tackle, he was holding his own a little bit, but another thing that was on top of that is the conditioning to go on top of the strength and the technique to be able to handle and deal with those big dudes play after play, getting your head, you know, mashed in and trying to get yourself around those big 300-plus pound guys who are attempting to protect their quarterback or run you over. So he held his own for a couple of plays, and then you saw a couple where he was kind of getting pushed out of the way. But that comes – the experience with that comes from playing – and from getting into better game shape.
No, absolutely. I just thought that was amazing, though, that we had somebody on the team. I'm quite sure we got some other stronger guys on the team that's as strong, maybe not that strong.
Well, according to the Sunday Morning Pancakes crew, he is the strongest on the team.
And shout out to New Ely, man. Shout out to Banks. Those guys are getting after it. Can you tell in their body the work that they're putting in?
Yeah, as opposed to when they first started their show till now, you can tell.
Yeah,
you can tell. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah, you know, that to me, you don't have to say anything. I see you working, big fella. When the big fella shows me the 18-inch pythons, I'm like, okay, big fella, I see you working, Rico.
Yeah,
don't let Nick outwork you.
I gotta get to the gym at some point. I got to.
What?
I gotta get in the weight room. I gotta get back in there.
Well, yeah. I mean, all of us do, because if not, we'll be in a world of trouble. Wait, trouble wouldn't even be the word for it. It'll be the older you get, the harder it is to stay in shape. Let me say that one more time. The older you get, the harder it is to stay in shape. And so once you get out of shape, the level that it takes to get back into shape is sometimes harder than we think. Especially us has-been athletes. We think we can – it's like riding a bike.
Oh, I can do this again?
It's not.
No.
For maybe you, Nick, it is because you're 28. But when you get into your 40s, 45s, and 50s, now it's – you should be having maintenance discussions. Not I let my body totally go. So now I'm having to – now when I work out, it hurts. You know, that part of me, I hate that part. I don't like to hurt.
Pain is just weakness leaving the body, VJ.
Oh, listen, no pain, no gain. I'm with you on that 100%. But it still don't mean it don't hurt.
Oh, no. Oh, no, it hurts.
I got a thigh contusion to the leg. Can I power through it? Yes. But did it hurt? Absolutely.
Yes, it's not fun. We have a caller on the Honda of Lincoln hotline. We have Craig on the line. Craig. You're on with the captain.
Hi, guys. Just wondering, a few years ago, the new strength coach and Boyd Epley seemed to get back on a little bit of the same page, talking about the old strength index and the testing and grading out people on their performances. And that got kind of quiet lately. I was wondering if you guys have heard any more about that. And some of those old weight machines, they were talking about Boyd Epley would dig out. They were like, I don't know if it was called back sleds or some kind of a, you know, a strong lineman type machine. Haven't been hearing much about that kind of stuff. What do you guys think? Thank you, Bud.
Thank you, Craig.
Appreciate that, Craig. You talking about the hip sled machine where you basically are powering using your hips to turn. Mm-hmm. And you can go each way. I'm gonna be the first to tell you, I don't know. If they're bringing some of that old stuff back as far as those old machines that we took pride in using because they were old and because we felt like, you know, we were pushing steel around. And so I don't know necessarily. I know they're working their butts off in this day and age. We got the sports science. Have you been to the sports science, Rico?
I have not. I know
what?
when I was in college and we went to a couple meets here at the university, we tried to sneak into the weight room at the Devaney, and they had, you know, attendance, and they didn't let us in, but they did show. Well, they let us in, but they showed us around, and the technology and the equipment they have in there, and this was back in 2016, the equipment and the technology they had in there at that time was next level. It was amazing. They had like the mats where you could, you know, where you stood and you could squat, hang clean. They had the bar, all the weights, and then it had a camera. You had a little sign in, like a little touchpad, where you signed in with your specific thing, and it would record you, and then you could go back and look at it, and it, you know, you could critique your form and where you caught the bar on your hang clean. You know, if you weren't getting low enough on your squat, you know, little things here and there that you could critique, and your coach could look at the camera and be like, this right here, you need to fix this. But other than that, you know, you're doing good. And yeah, it was fantastic, next level. And that was back in 2016, so I don't know what they have now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Oh, dude. Oh, yeah.
And that was in the Devaney. That wasn't in the football complex.
Yeah, no. If you're a Husker fan and you want to see a sports science arena, over in, I would want to say, East Stadium, right there, upstairs in East Stadium. They have a sports science, a whole lab of sports science. I'm interested in getting over there and just seeing more of the stuff that they have. But
take me with you when you go.
Rico, I would have thought you would have saw that, being that you're super techie.
I would love to, but I don't know what I need to do to get in there.
We'll see if the captain can pull some strings and talk to a couple people. Take a look.
My media pass only gets me so far. I don't know if it gets me into the sports science room.
You know what I would be interested to see? Like, what happens, the effect of a athlete that is, like, let's just take Yant, for instance, right? Mm-hmm. And then take a Amon Green, right? And do some type of testing of then and now. You understand where I'm coming from?
I do.
It'd be interesting to see, okay, Amon Green's, if I'm 47, Amon's got to be like 45. Yant's 21. Mm-hmm. You know, just to see, because Amon's still in pretty good doggone shape. So just to see what that.
He got a couple plays in him.
Just the correlations between their body types now, then, that whole works. You know, Yant's working his butt off. All the guys down there working their butts off. I take my hat off to the Husker football team for taking ownership of the summer, for saying that we're going to put our best foot forward and owning your football team. It's your team. Mm-hmm. Own it. And only you can fight for you. Only you can fight for the team on game day Saturdays. We can't get out there. We can talk about it, but we can't play any games. So put your body in shape to make sure you're ready to go, Rico. So get back in the weight room, Rico.
I'll do my best.
Don't let Nick outdo you.
I'll do my best. I'll show him up.
That's good to know. But shout out to Nate for being a weight room guru. I would imagine he's up for lifter of the year.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
And I think to Craig's, I hope that we'll get back to the index cards. You know what the index cards are?
I do not.
Rico? Okay, so basically you got index points for different lifts. So, you know, hang clean. If I hang clean, call it 310 for 7, it's usually the equivalent of doing like 480 for 1. So you would get index points based on your weight and how much weight you did and you pressed. And then, you know, it'd be, you know, 2,000, 3,000. I don't know what the exact points were, but they added them all up. And usually the person with the most points was your lifter of the year.
I'm sure they do something along those lines to determine lifter of the year.
Again, I would imagine we have to, being that, you know, we got the great Duvall down there now. Boyd is still.
He's still
did
around.
Did you see Boyd Epley? Did you see him squat 405?
I did. He was criticizing himself. But even so,
but it was 4-0. But it was 4-0.
Yeah,
I criticized him too because I knew Boyd would get a kick out of that.
He criticized himself. He goes, I didn't get low enough, and I was like, but you still did 405 at the ripe old age of I don't even know how old he is.
He's like 74.
Yeah, 405. It said no. I no.
Please tell me if on the Solder Hammer text line if we got a 70 anything. Squatting, putting that type of weight on your back, first of all.
You're putting 300 on your back. Like, come on.
Second of all, pushing it up.
Ooh.
That was nasty, boy. If you're listening, boy, shout out to you, man. You are Husker Power, boy, Epley. Still.
Definition.
He still got the belt. But I'm just hoping, I know that everybody out there, they're playing hard. We're pushing it hard. During practice, it's the dog days of summer now, right? Mm-hmm. Today it's going to be close to 100, right? The guys that need to cut weight and they want to be slim and trim,
this is,
should be out running.
Yeah.
This is it.
This is where you lose all that water weight.
This is it. Right here, right now. What you do in the off season prepares you for the season.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we're working hard. I know the guys are coaching hard. Coaches are still in the building from bell to bell, trying to get this thing in order. And, you know, I take my hat off to Nebraska football.
And
let's go.
Hey, not to put a damper on anything and not to diminish anything that anybody's doing. The hard work is amazing. Continue it. But remember that the hard work, if you're not working hard and working right, it's going to amount to something. I don't know if it's going to amount to much. You need to make sure that when you're working, you're doing things the right way instead of just kind of going through the motions and doing things, but you're, oh, I'm working hard. Make sure that you're getting things in correctly, right?
Yeah, I you're exactly right. I almost said something to you. I almost sent the Scud missile. You know what a Scud missile is,
yeah,
right?
What were you going to say? Go ahead.
You know which war the Scud missile was used in? No. Almost sent one to blow you up today, Rico.
What were you going to say? Go ahead.
And I was like, you know what, Rico? You're right.
What were you going to say?
Everything you just said was a good take. That's it.
Thank you.
I think, you know, at the end of the day, we got to do things the right way.
I heard this quote. I don't know who said it. Practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. So even if you're practicing, you got to make sure you're running things the right way to get things correct on game day.
Yeah, well, I would think that the coaches and the powers that be understand that and they're getting that.
Oh yeah,
that. We're talking more about our guys than we've ever talked about them before.
They understand this at a much higher level than I do.
Well, Rico, you're still a I almost called you a footballtician, but
I would like to consider myself knowledgeable, but I am not a Division I football coach, nor am I a Division I weight trainer, nor am I a former Division I athlete. There are people that know things that I couldn't even think about knowing. So there are people who forgot more things than I know. So I'm doing my best to learn every day, but there's people out there that know more.
Let me ask you in the Sider Heyman text line a question. Aside from Coach Osborne, who would your top three coaches be at the University of Nebraska?
Devaney. Are you just football or?
Just football. Just football. Okay.
Devaney and Solich. There's somebody.
And three.
There's. Is there anybody before Devaney that anybody would take?
Not that anybody knows of, but I mean, I'm quite sure.
Because I mean, Osborne covers an extensive amount of time for the university. So
25 years of time.
Yeah. So that's, you know, a large gap where you're just like, that's one guy.
All I ask, you still haven't come up with what I asked you. Aside from Coach Osborne,
I need to pick three.
You need three.
Devaney Solich.
So I could have threw you a curveball and said, give me your top five.
That's not going to happen.
Right? So we got Coach Osborne, one. Devaney, two. Who's three?
Somebody on the text line said Milt Tenneper.
No, head coach.
Head coach? Pellini.
Head coach. You're showing your age now.
Pellini. Right? What? Who would you go? Who's your three?
Frank Solich.
I said Solich.
Did you?
I said Devaney, Solich, and then I was trying to come up with a third. And I said Pellini.
Okay. Pellini.
So Devaney, Solich, who's Pellini.
Now, who's five?
I don't know, man. Those three cover, like, again, an extensive amount of time. I'm not picking the person in between Solich and Pellini. I'm not picking the person directly after Pellini. And the person after that person is currently going and hasn't really done a lot. So
what is the text line saying? Are they saying who?
The text line. The text line says,
"Who's number five?
Oh no! See, that's they're just going with like all coaches instead of just head coaches. Mississippi Mud Dog says Dana X Bible.
Okay. That's fair.
Bill
but,
Jennings.
Okay. They're going deep.
Yeah, they're going deep. They're going way, way back. But that's, like I said, Devaney is way back. After Devaney is Coach Osborne. So Devaney Osborne covers, like, all of the success. And then you go with Solich, who had a lot of success. A lot of success. After him, Callahan, not the greatest, great recruiter, not the greatest, you know, head coach. He's an amazing position coach, though. Fantastic offensive line coach. And then Pellini, you know, a moderate amount of success. Couldn't you know, get it done in the big ones. And then Riley finished 500 at Nebraska, and now Frost is currently at Nebraska and looking for his first winning season. So you're going to have to go back. Like, you have to go before Devaney and find those coaches if you want to go top five. And I, unfortunately, couldn't give you – much of that unless I looked it up right now.
Well, okay. So let's go assistant coaches. Let's go top five offensive assistants Nebraska history. And let's go offensive. I mean, so it could be offensive coordinator.
Uh-huh.
Can't count Coach Osborne because he's in the coach discussion.
You are going to have to give – well, I mean, he was a great assistant, wasn't he? So let's also a great assistant. Pelini
Coach
was,
a great assistant.
Pelini was a great assistant.
Well, he was a pretty good defensive coordinator when he was there.
You're going to have to give me some time to think. You're going to give me some time to think.
I'm hitting you with all kind of monkey wrenches.
You really are.
What about – well, why are you thinking – go to the defensive side of the ball, too.
Okay.
I mean, that should be easy. Who – let me ask you this, Rico.
I mean, McBride.
Which defensive coach for Nebraska, that coach that Nebraska came up with the Tampa 2?
I should know this. I know this.
Why do not – look – do not give him away. Sorry, okay. I'm a text line. You looked. I saw you look.
The text line's not up. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at
you. Okay, good.
You.
All right.
I mean, you're here. But I don't know. I know it, but I don't know. We got to go to break. I'll get you on the other side of it.
We'll see. Hey, we'll see if you can come up with it on the other side of the break. The captain's ticket, 93.7.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.